Welcome to Eat This Scroll, a University Fellowship Church podcast. My name is Chris Moore, and I am happy to be here with you, dear listener. We do this twice a week. We chew on God's Word and give you a little peek behind the curtain of what is going on in our lives and our ministries that we're a part of here as staff members of the church. And this week, we've got Jamie Harmsless. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Every time I say that, I always think of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the song they would go. It was like, dun-dun, or the sound effect. Anyways, I keep threatening to get a soundboard for the podcast. We're going to have like laugh tracks and
people
booing.
Oh, my.
When our production catches up, we'll have that. You are the director of Women's Family Ministries. Oh, dang it, I blew it. Formerly the director of Women's Ministry.
Whatever my title is, I still meet with a lot of women and enjoy women and families.
Yes. Yeah, I just, for timeline's sake, this won't make any sense, but I just had Brianna in here.
Yes.
And we were talking about her being the director of Women's Ministry and how happy we are that you're still so close by that you just went to a new position. And so you've been a wonderful resource, even though you're not technically on family or on women's leadership. Technically, I don't know how it all works.
It's a web
of
leadership. And we help
together.
Each other out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's
so there
good.
We go.
That's good. We like that. But I want to know, Jamie, what are you chewing on?
What am I chewing on? Well, the women's team and I went to a conference this last weekend.
Now that's confusing.
No, it I'm is just kidding. Confusing, but it was a lot of fun. We had the opportunity to go up to the Portland area for a Bible equipping conference. That was the whole purpose, was to get women excited about being in God's Word and about how to communicate God's Word. So how do we handle the text and how do we talk about the text with others? And it was great.
Seems only mildly relevant.
Mildly relevant.
No, I know when I heard you guys were, because you've got two trainings, you got that one and there's another one coming up.
Yes.
I thought, how, why? Nobody invited me. Why am I not getting? I want to join the women's team.
It is a pretty cool team, I'll have to say. We have a lot of fun. But it goes along with, you know, we really value God's word. And because that is how we can know who God is.
Yeah.
He has revealed himself primarily through his word. And so as we read it and we spend time in it, we get to see who he is and get to know him in an intimate way. And so we want to model that as well as spread that amongst our women here.
Yeah.
And families, but I'm just talking about in the women's ministry context. And so, you know, how do we do that? Part of that is we have to model that and do that ourselves too. And so that's one of the reasons why we came to this particular conference, was so that we could learn and be encouraged and even hear some of the same things that we already know, but just have that reminder to go back and do it again and just fall in love again with God's word.
So how did they kind of introduce this topic? Because for some of us, it might be rote. You know, oh yeah, Jesus, the Bible prayer.
Yes. Well, what they actually started off in a kind of an interesting way. They started it with a quote from the Quran.
Wait a minute. That's a different religion, Jamie.
It is. It is. But the book of the Quran identifies those who follow Jesus as people of the book. And so, you know, what is the book that we have been given? How does God reveal himself? It's through his word. And so would we consider ourselves people of the book? And so we took a look at the 2 Timothy 3 passage that says, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, you know those who taught you and you know those, and you know that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are able to give you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. For all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
One of my favorites.
It's a good one. And sometimes we forget about that. It's not a podcast or an article that equips us for every good work. Our Bible, the word of God is living and active.
Yeah.
And it's through that word that he has given us that we are sanctified, that becoming righteous part is for training and rebuking and correcting and growing and teaching, all of that.
It's
right there at our fingertips.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned podcasts and blogs and all forms of media, and it seems like I could speak nearly endlessly on this topic.
We don't have that much time, Chris.
Bring it back in, Chris. But it seems culturally that we're in kind of a weird space with how we view information and how we've decided what information is valuable, what's not, and how we're willing to consume it. So what are some of the barriers you think that we're experiencing? Mm-hmm. You know, you say we go to blogs and podcasts. Well, why are we going there if we've got God's word? And what are other barriers that we're facing?
Well, to take a step back for just a second, I don't think blogs and podcasts are bad.
They're bad. That's what everyone should understand. No. Right. They're not intrinsically
bad.
But
when I look at how much time I spend on blogs and podcasts versus the amount of time I spend in God's word, that's what I would love to change. Like, and was challenged by. It's like, I want to first spend time in God's word for myself. I may not fully understand it, but in order to build literacy in anything, so including biblical literacy, you have to do it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And so am I reading God's word over and over and over again? Am I spending time in a passage trying to figure out for myself, it's okay to feel lost when I'm reading the Bible and I continue to read it, I get to see more of the context. Then I can go to those blogs and those podcasts and those commentaries, and it makes sense in the context of what I am reading and studying in scripture. And so that takes work.
Totally.
And I think that's the big barrier. We want something at our fingertips. We can listen to something quickly in a car on our way to the grocery store and feel like we've gotten fed, but we haven't dug for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so how do we encourage one another to invest enough work into God's word and experience the just joy of seeing the beauty of his whole story?
Mm-hmm.
And that we're a part of that story.
Yeah. And I think become subject to its application. Mm-hmm. You know, the spiritual surgery that scripture does on our hearts, you know, active and living, sharpening two-edged sword, that we can then lay down on the operating table, so to speak, and have it, you know, carve away parts of our desires and affections and attitudes that are sinful and fine.
And a blog and podcast won't do that.
No.
God's word will.
Yep.
And so it's the his word that we have to rely on for that transformation. It's not these other elements, although they help sometimes.
Sure.
And they're encouraging and they're not bad, but our primary source first and foremost needs to be being in God's word for ourselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you think if you're in it on a Sunday morning, assuming that your pastor is actually preaching scripture and not just giving a speech, which is unfortunately not a given in a church building, you know, we've talked about the age old example of being malnourished. You know, you're eating one meal a week and then you're listening to people talk about what it's like to eat all week long. And yeah, you're absolutely right. That is the transformational power is not in those things. It's actually in the words of scripture. And I would say, and maybe you agree or disagree, so weigh in on it. I would say biblical illiteracy is probably one of the single most damaging things to Western Christianity. If I could make a sweeping generalization, I would say that probably is one of the most dangerous things that we have right now. If people just don't get in the word. It's not easy. It's not flashy enough. It's not convenient.
It does take work to be in his word. And I love how they describe the Bereans in Acts 2.
Yeah.
Not the chapter 2, in the book of Acts.
Acts as well.
As well. And that they go back and they check what they're hearing by scripture.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is a safeguard against untruth. And we could be listening to a podcast or reading articles or hearing different things all around the world and all different kinds of settings and scenarios, but we need to always take it back to scripture for the truth. And I think that's really important, whether that is our pastors, whether it's teachers in our schools, whether it's our neighbor, whoever it is we're talking to, when we're hearing and as we're processing it, we process it through the lens of scripture.
Totally.
And so that is it. And when we don't do that, we're easily liable to false teachings.
Yeah.
Or to become false teachers
if
we're not in it ourselves. And so there's all kinds of things there that we need to be aware of.
Yeah, and just have our affections slowly shifted. You know, our boundaries slowly whittled down and relocated to other places. But I in a very friendly manner, cornered my men's group one time. And I said, how many of you guys fact check me? And they were like, what? And I was like, really? How many of you guys fact check me? Because I am teaching you, I'm discipling you guys, but I want to know that you guys are doing the work that needs to be done, that you're accountable to. And I've also used the analogy of, you know, if we had the book, which we do, that answered all of our existential questions and our practical questions, quite frankly, you know, we're always looking for that next thing to just solve that. And I go, we have it. And in a totally hypothetical sense, there's a part of me that is nervous because I think what we have available to us versus what our conviction, you know, can often be compared to somebody who had an oral tradition, you know, or had, you know, a fragment of the Bible and what their convictions are, look like, or are characterized compared to ours. And those are, you know, that's a really general statement, but I think, man, I've got the Bible on my phone. I've got probably 15 Bibles at home.
We have it. We have different ways to access it. And like the group setting that you're talking about, you know, the Bible is our authority.
Yeah.
And you are not the authority of your group. Also, part of what we want to, how we want to see people grow is to grow in God's word, not in our authority or following us, but following God through his word. And one of the things that I loved that they talked about at this conference was like, what if you were to just ask somebody, would you read the book of John with me? You don't have to have all the answers.
Right.
You don't have to have all the knowledge. You are just reading it with somebody. And it's through that that you get to know your God better together. Yeah. And so like, how awesome is that? It's simple. It's not complicated. We all have 15 Bibles sitting around.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we just have the courage
just
enough
open it.
To say, hey, would you ever consider reading the Bible for 4 weeks with me?
Right.
Let's go through the book of Ephesians. It's only 6 chapters or whatever. And talk about it.
Yeah. And one of the things... I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, but I have talked about it on with others at least, is the perspicuity of scripture, is that we believe that thankfully the Bible is not anchored to a pulpit. It's not written in Latin. You can understand it and you can read it. And we believe that while we don't, you know, we don't dismiss academia or historical and cultural, you know, research and whatever, because there's good stuff out there. There's a lot of bad stuff too, but, that the Holy Spirit illuminates and applies the meaning of scripture to our lives.
He makes the Bible come alive.
Yeah.
Even if we don't understand it all. I know there's places throughout scripture, especially in Revelation, it's like, blessed are those who hear. It's not blessed are those who understand fully. We're not going to understand fully. But the more that we hear and the more that we know, we start to put pieces together and it makes it amazing.
Yeah.
And we've been doing the I Am statement pictures of how people came and had intimacy with God.
Right.
And Jesus is saying, no, look, all of these things, this is how you have a relationship with me. And the final I Am statement in the book of John is, I am the vine. So all of these I Am statements are, this is how you're coming close to me. This is how you're coming to close to me. All of these pictures from the Old Testament, this last one is now, abide with me. You are with me. You don't have to go elsewhere for that. And so because we know the whole context of scripture, it's like, wow, look what Jesus is doing. And all while we only knew just the stuff in John, it was still amazing. And we still have roots. But as we continue to study and grow, it just becomes more and more beautiful and connected. And you see how God is doing and it just brings you to a place of worship.
Totally.
And so that's what we desire to see amongst our women in these opportunities that we have with them.
Yeah.
To be in God's word together.
Right. Now, do you guys have, at least has Brianna and maybe you discussed what it looks like to put into practice some of these principles and lessons you guys learned at your training?
So it was a lot of how do we communicate the things that we, and handle the text and communicate them. And so they gave us some very practical questions to ask as we're engaging with scripture, as far as like context and observation and meaning and application and how we look at that in the whole story of scripture. When we're drawing out these different things. And so, you know, you look at the historical context and the literary context and the biblical context. We talked about observation. What are key words and phrases? What imagery might be emphasized? what arguments are being made, what's the hints of the structure of the passage being communicated.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's from then that we can talk about the meaning. What are we learning about God in this passage? How would we summarize this passage? What desired response did the author hope to receive from his audience? How does this passage relate to the work of Christ? So we just walk through a whole bunch of different practical questions that then tie into the application. So how should we respond? If we really believe what this is saying about who God is, how is this going to impact the way I think and behave mm-hmm. and live? Is there things here that I'm reading about that are convicting me that I need to repent of, put on or put off? Those types of things. How does this truth move me to worship God or impact how I'm praying? So it's not just this head knowledge that we're gaining, but it's transforming what we do with our hands and our feet and in our hearts and our minds. It's because it's living and active.
Right.
It's not just something that's encouraging and kind of cool, and then we move on with
yeah.
the day.
Wow, that gives me something to think about for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Which can be, that's kind of how we treat all information.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the joy, like you've said over and over again, is that this information is alive.
Yes.
And it's the instrument that a person uses,
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. that the Holy Spirit uses at work inside of us.
Yes.
To change our affections and our attitudes.
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm.
well, that is encouraging.
Yeah.
I think any time that we can get people serious about the word yes. is a huge win, mm-hmm. huge win. Because then it also, in a sense, it can take the leaders out of the temptation to feel like, I've got to feed them everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're feeding themselves or dedicated to God's word themselves, you can then take some of that responsibility off yourself, not that I don't know that it was right to put it there to begin with, but mm-hmm. that pressure can be there of like, okay, we got to cover everything and be really, really robust in all yes. of our teachings. And you go, oh no, our people are devoted to God's word. They're thinking about these things. They're reading through this during the week. Mm-hmm. And I can trust that the Lord is at work in that.
It keeps the Bible as the authority.
Yeah.
Even if we're striving to answer these questions and communicate it well,
mm-hmm.
the responsibility is not on our shoulders because we are not the main authority. Christ and his word are.
Yep. Absolutely.
So it just gives us that right perspective as we work to make the most of every opportunity that we've been given,
mm-hmm.
but to keep the Bible as the authority.
Yep. Yeah. Otherwise we have a return to the papacy.
Exactly.
Which is not the way God intended it.
Yep.
So. There you go. Well, Jamie, I'm so excited. Like I said, anytime we get people into the word, I am like cheering. Wow.
I know.
And we trust it to be at work in our mm-hmm. lives. It's not, like you said, just a head knowledge where we go, oh, okay, I'm just, I got to climb my ivory tower and read my book yep. and have better arguments. It's like, no, we trust that this is at work and alive. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being a part of that. In our family and women's ministries, and I'm excited to see how God uses that to produce fruit.
Me too.
For a long time to come. Well, listener, you scoundrel, get in your Bible.
Exactly. Turn off the podcast and go read your Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's enough hours in the day. You can do this. And you know what? You might be able to do both. Who knows?
I think you can do both.
I bet you could.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, listener. Hopefully this has been encouraging and challenging to you. Jamie, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. We will get you on the next episode. Bye. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you to our guests for coming and sharing what they've been chewing on in God's Word. We produce these podcasts and release them twice a week, so please subscribe so you don't miss out on one. And don't forget, love God, love your neighbor, and make disciples.